This podcast is about adult films and discusses adult content. It's not meant for anyone under 18 years old. It's also hosted by two women, so keep it in the pants, guys. Well, that is, until someone asks you to whip it out. Now strap in, remember your safety word, and enjoy this week's episode.
Aw, yeah. This is There Will Be Porn with Kate and Murda.
And welcome to
There Will Be Porn.
This is a podcast about pornography. We watch the AVN's top 100 adult films from 100 to 1. We think about what porn has to teach us as sex-positive women. And we watch Steven watch everyone else fuck and ask ourselves,
Is this hot?
Yes. I'm one of your hot hosts. Hey! What you know about that? Nothing, because I am Kate, and also here in the room.
Wow, it's Murda. Whoa,
Murda, bitch.
Whoa, what kind of energy are you bringing into this episode?
Well, we just recorded an episode before this, so I am primed. We should record episodes back to back more often because
yes.
I'm feeling good. Check in with me in 15 minutes when I'm over it. Okay. Today we are watching.
You guys, I'm not even here anymore. I'm just gonna.
Meredith, you're always here. We went over this in another episode, how you're always here. And I always treat you like you're a guest to bring you in as part of this.
Thank you.
Will you tell me what we're watching today?
We're watching A Slave to Love. That is number 72 on AVN's top 100.
Them down.
Yes, we are. Ugh. We're chipping away.
Chipping away.
Chipping away, baby.
Porn block.
It was released in 1993.
Love.
Plot description.
Zendaya.
Ooh. Description. Plot description.
Plot description.
Enter the darkness of the night.
Okay.
Award-winning director Alex Terenzi, creator of Two Women and Rosebud VIP team,
once again to bring you
a tale of corruption and consummation.
Tale of corruption.
Sierra blossoms in the role of an innocent whose world is transformed by the dark desires of an older, more experienced lover.
Right.
Follow her on her journey to the depths of desire, the limits of sanity, and the pinnacle of pleasure.
Ugh.
She will never be the same, and neither will you.
Never.
I am changed.
I am changed as well after watching this film. I feel very differently about a lot of things.
Like we said, we were concerned with the name.
We're
like
worried.
Slave to
Ooh,
Love.
We were concerned at the very
this
least.
Movie. Full of consent.
Full of consent.
Full of consent.
Delicious consent everywhere. And honestly, like, the slave part, not really.
No.
It's all in your mind.
Yes.
You know, it's more about, more of a story about, like, you know, like in the way that I'm, like, a slave to pizza.
Yes.
You know? Like it's a thing that you just cannot let go of. It's less about, like, you know, the actual exploitation part.
Absolutely.
So, which I loved, and it was perfect, and we needed it.
Yes.
Oh, and this world we live in where the men out there hate us. It was so nice to see a porn where the men out there are just giving,
worshipping
but,
us.
Like, dumb, but also worshipping our bodies. It was lovely. But before we get to Slave to Love.
Well, I have, just let me finish.
Oh my God. Are you not done?
I have to tell you who stars
in
it.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Sierra, I'm so sorry. Thank you.
Sierra, Jamie Gillis,
yes.
Brittany O'Connell, Britney Spears' dad himself,
Randy Spears,
Beatrice Valley, Cash, and Jocelyn Taylor. It's written and directed by Alec Terenzi, and the runtime is 1 hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah, and it was short and sweet and wonderful.
Yeah.
With really long sex scenes, which we love. Because that's the whole reason we're here.
Yes.
So anyway, but before we get to Slave of Love
yes.
and this recap that's going to be juicy as fuck.
So juicy.
I'm bringing a segment to you, Meredith. I'm not even going to explain to you why I decided to do this. Because I think you'll understand.
Okay.
Contextually. But I decided that we need to understand some facts. Again, this, okay. Let me back it up a little bit. A little rewind.
Bring it back now. Bring it back now, y'all.
You know how much I think that porn informs society.
Yes.
As in our previous episode, we learned that the film Alice in Wonderland came out before Cats, and clearly Cats is based on this film.
100%.
You know, we've learned that there was the whatever movie we saw at the very beginning of our porn podcast career, where we were like, this looks like Twin Peaks, and then we found out that Twin Peaks came out after, and we were like, absolutely, this porn informed Twin Peaks, and so on and so forth. I think this porn also has done a similar thing. And so today we're going to learn about some facts for the filming of 50 Shades of Grey.
Okay.
Okay.
I also had the same theory. That? I'm very excited.
Great. Excellent. So we're going to go through some facts. 17 facts only true fans know about 50 Shades of Grey. I'm not a true fan. You and I have seen all the movies together. Because we did a podcast on all of them. If you go to our There Will Be Drinking podcast, you can listen to all three episodes of us watching 50 Shades of Grey.
They're all so good.
Yeah, they're all so good. I forget who our guests are. It doesn't matter.
Leanna.
Leanna for all three?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay, so these are three facts that you need to know about the production of 50 Shades, because a lot of times when we're watching these porns, we think about the production. What was it like for the actors? What did they go through? Look, there's a boom with a sound guy attached to it in the background. So this is what I would consider mainstream porn that was obviously informed by the porn we're about to watch today. And so I thought we should discuss it.
Yes.
Okay.
Very excited.
For those
Pumped.
Of you not familiar with 50 Shades of Grey, it is a movie about an erotic novel. It is porn for moms. It is garbage, but a cultural phenomenon. And if you don't know what it is, like, I don't know, you're Mormon and what are you doing here? Holy shit. Oh, boy. You think they're like dyslexic and they were like, there will be prawns. I love shrimp.
Well, we did talk.
And then they show up here. Ugh.
Maybe they accidentally showed up, I think, a couple episodes ago when we talked about porn categories and we talked about more. Didn't we
Mormon
talk about Mormon
porn.
Mormon porn?
Listen, if you're here, you're welcome. We accept you.
We
but
SEO'd that episode. We've got Mormons and they're hooked.
The Mormons are here and they're hooked. And we have a lot to teach them. And so first, let's teach them about 50 Shades of Grey. Fact number one, Sons of Anarchy star Charlie Hunnam,
yes,
who's fucking gorgeous, was originally cast to be Christian Grey, but had to back out.
I remember this.
Yes, so did I. Charlie said he wouldn't have taken the role if he didn't want to, but also said he has a feeling of pleasure telling CNN that he didn't want to fail on such a grand scale. So there's Charlie Hunnam also talking about how this movie is trash.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I would have liked Charlie Hunnam in it.
Agreed.
I think I would have maybe believed the...
It would have been so hot.
The, like,
love interest.
The sadism,
yeah, there was no
a little
chemistry.
More. I think
yeah,
I could have...
It was... Anyway, moving on. Lucy Hale. I don't know who that is, actually. Do you know who
Lucy Hale
is?
Sounds very familiar. Lucy Hale, what? A visual?
And that will help us. Okay. Lucy Hale is an actress. She's known for being on Pretty Little Liars.
So oh, yes. Is she in this
kind
movie?
Kind of a generic actress. So she auditioned for the role of Anastasia, who's the lead person, and said it was really uncomfortable. And there were some things I was so embarrassed to be reading aloud. But one of those things, it's one of those things where you have to commit wholeheartedly or you're going to make a fool of yourself.
Well, I will say, I think the best thing about 50 Shades is Dakota Johnson.
I know, she's amazing.
She is
she's such a good actress. Yeah, and she makes a garbage role into like
she has fun with it.
Bronze
she,
instead
like,
of
she,
trash.
She has fun with it. Like she both takes it seriously and lightly. Like you could tell that she's I don't know. I love her in it.
Yeah, me too. I think what we took away from our previous
coverage. I'm glad Lucy Hale didn't get it.
Yeah, Lucy. Although you're probably a great actress. I don't know. I've never seen you in anything. Okay, so the novel, after the novel was published and became really popular, 50 Shades of Grey, rope sales skyrocketed at hardware stores across the country.
Wow.
Business Insider, which was reporting on this, noted that Lexington Hardware in New York City was flooded with women in search of soft cotton. So, I don't know, you could just go to a sex store. I'm just saying you could also just go to a sex store. You don't have to go to the hardware store. In the movie, they go to the hardware store when they should be going to a sex store. But that's just my opinion because I do have experience with being tied up. And
maybe they're
buy
just
the stuff at sex stores.
Maybe
less rashes involved.
Is okay. Do they meet each other at the?
She works at a hardware store.
Okay, that's my only thing is maybe they're going there to try and pick up someone by the rope and be like, "You want to use this on me later?" or something like that.
Oh, you mean the women at the Lexington hardware yeah. store in New York City? I don't think as a woman living in New York City. You don't have to go to a hardware store to get a man to tie you up. You can walk down the street with a rope.
That's
they
true.
Will scream at you. And then you can be like, oh, mister, do you want to tie me up? And they'll be like, no one's ever responded to me yelling at women before.
Yeah, but the ones in hardware, the ones in the hardware store might be handy or something. I don't know.
Can you tie me up and then can you hang this fucking shelf for me? I hate IKEA. Yeah, that's what I hope. Okay, so fact number four, Jamie Dornan, who was the lead, the gray
yes.
of the movie, visited a sex dungeon for research and observed a dominant having fun with his submissive. He told GQ that it was very playful and jovial and not at all dark and serious, which I also have been to a BDSM sex dungeon, and it's not as creepy and intense as they make it out to be in movies. It's usually like a fucking party.
Yeah.
But. You know, reality versus porn. What are you going to do? Okay.
I think if you want a very, well, there's a reason why in 50 Shades, a very rich guy is into sadism. Because I think if you really want to go deep into that fetish, you have to have a lot of money. There's so much gear.
Yeah. I mean, there are definitely rich men out there who are just, their fetish is just murdering people.
100%.
Sorry, we're going down a dark road.
The greatest kill.
The greatest kill. Okay. Well, fact number five about this mom movie.
This mom movie.
While there are no full frontal shots of Jamie in the movie, also in the movie, he's rarely naked,
yeah,
but we don't have to harp on
bullshit.
That now. It's garbage. Okay. He did give a description of how his penis was handled during the filming. He said, a guy would put all of your essentials in a little bag and tie it up like a bag of grapes. Which, Jamie, what is your penis? If it looks like a... What is your penis?
Also, I don't know. I'm just picturing grapes. I'm like, do you put it in a drawstring?
You put it in a drawstring bag? I don't know. Anyway, okay. Next fact. Dakota Johnson, on a similar note, wore a patch that went over her pubic area that kept her covered up. The pubic hair that you see in the movie was added during post-production. They CGI'd it. They had the budget for it, unlike the movie we're about to watch, which had no budget for this terrible movie had to CGI pubic hair.
At that point, if you could basically see everything except for the actual genitals, what is the point?
Well, and I think you and I felt this when we watched this movie, and everyone was like, it's so risque. You and I were like, no, not really.
It is not, well.
I mean, but we also watched
you can't,
so much
you
porn.
Can't, we can't.
Okay.
Yeah. We're not the average watcher.
Fact number seven. Dakota Johnson had a butt double for heavy-duty spanking scenes. Which
weak
unsung soldier.
It's true.
Okay, so next fact. After filming wrapped up on each scene, Jamie would be the first person to run over and cover Dakota up if she was naked. He quoted saying, I'm not just going to leave her there lying there exposed. So he said that on the Today Show with her sitting next to him. There's a clip. Anyway, that's cute, I guess.
Yeah, it's cute.
Maybe that's him being like, what are we both doing
here? Yeah. Every time he comes up and he whispers, he goes, I hate this.
Okay, here's something I don't agree with. Jamie's wife, Amelia Warner, has never seen the movie. And he responded, he said about this, why would she watch it? I know why I'd fucking watch my husband in a movie like that. One, to support his career. Just, I'm very proud of you.
I would definitely have sex.
And also, it's probably like I would masturbate so much.
Yeah.
I mean, I get the whole jealousy factor or whatever, but they're not really having sex. Get over yourself. Goodbye. But that is the ultimate fantasy. They CGI'd him having sex with another woman. Can I pay for that?
You know what? You know what the other wonderful thing would be? What? Is if you could, what? If there also was just like kind of a joke check that printed out of the size of the amount of money he was paid to do it.
God, so you could also bring that to the movie theater and give it its own seat.
So you could also masturbate
on the check.
On the check and just be like, he also made a shit ton of money for this. Like,
also,
so that's all of my pleasure.
I would, if I were her, I would have Instagrammed the entire experience. I would have been like, go to see my husband in this movie where he fucks another woman. I'm so excited. I got my popcorn. I got my Diet Coke. All right, let's go. I'd be in the movie and I'd be like, so here's my husband pretending to blah, 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 blah. Like, I would fucking embarrass the shit out of him.
I would be like, you've never done that to me
and I want the world to know it so you can be embarrassed.
You've never held me like that.
Yeah, you never spanked my ass. Bring rude. That home.
Rude.
You never asked
to clamp my nipples.
Rude.
Where you've never taken me to the red room.
Only contract I ever signed with you said that we share everything 50-50 legally. So,
and it doesn't seem like you're sharing.
There's no spanking on
you're
that
not
contract.
Sharing.
Ugh. Anyway, okay. So finally, or no, let's keep going. We have 7 more facts. There's no finally. We're doing this forever. When writing the sex scenes, author E.L. James listened to a playlist that included Bruce Springsteen's So Hot, The Black Eyed Peas, Frank Sinatra, Kings of Leon, and Britney Spears. There's no black people on that fuck list.
Wait.
And that's unacceptable.
Whose fuck list is this?
The author of the book.
This is awful.
This is terrible. Can you imagine casually going from Frank Sinatra to Britney Spears?
I hate everything about
this.
There's
no R&B
playlist.
There's nothing on this playlist that says to me sexiness.
Also, R&B is the only thing, the only approved sex music.
Baby making music. Also, in contrast, the soundtrack for the 50 Shades movies is baller. It's a great soundtrack.
Yes.
They do
yes.
a cover of a Beyonce song. The Weeknd does a song on it. It's a fucking great song. Anyway, E.L. James is problematic, but we don't have to get into that. The next fact is the props and toys that the stars used were real, but some were modified with rabbit fur or softer leather so they wouldn't hurt each other with it, which...
Stupid.
Okay, sex toys are not that severe.
No.
They're acting like they're weapons. They're not. They're meant to be used for sex. Anyway. Okay. All righty.
I mean, maybe they just were like, it's probably more of a set design thing.
We don't want these wussies.
Well, they just were like, I want that butt plug, but not with that hard of a paddle. Can we make it like a ponytail or something? And like a pony mane.
Maybe. Fine. It's just unacceptable. Those toys are made to be used. Okay. Sam Taylor Johnson, who was directed by a man. Great. Love. I think so. Hang on. Let me make sure.
Sam could be a woman. Probably not, but it could be.
Oh, it is a woman.
Oh, I like.
Great, 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 great. I think. She directed. Okay, so Sam Taylor. Let me restart. Sam Taylor Johnson, who directed the first movie, waited until the very end of production to shoot the more intimate scenes, including the Red Room, so that Dakota and Jamie had plenty of time to get acquainted. I think that's very respectful.
Yeah.
Very thoughtful. Like, you don't want to film the first scene that these actors are just working together. Yeah, that's nice.
Okay, this is the scene. This is the first scene that you spank her.
This is our first, unlike how porns are made, this is our first fuck scene. So if you could just, like, put your pussy up there, and then you come over and ram her, okay? And we're going to, Jim, get in close.
And I need, you know that you cannot come anywhere but her face. I need a money shot on the face. And if you come early, you're going to go back right into her. You're going to keep going. I will edit it at the end.
Okay, our next fact is that Jamie Dornan formerly was an underwear model and is infamously dubbed the Golden Torso by the New York Times. I didn't know that the New York Times was giving out titles for torsos, but glad they're doing the work. Okay, the film grossed over $500 million worldwide.
Is that a success?
It is the 6th R-rated movie to do so. I guess so.
Cool.
There's a lot of R-rated movies. Here's my argument, though. I think Slave to Love should have made more money.
It still has its chance.
Same concept, way better.
It's still
so much better.
It has its chance, for sure.
Ugh.
Caitlin,
yes.
Thank you so much for those facts.
You're welcome.
I feel better.
Great.
About being in a better world. I feel better about being in a world with clearer shades of 50 gray.
Right. Differentiations in the color, you mean?
I don't know. You just clarified the gray.
Great.
You
excellent.
Clarified the gray.
I made it per se black and white.
You did.
Oh, great.
You did. Excellent. You separated it.
Thank you.
Separated it. Let's get to talking about this
Let's talk about this porn. Give me a jingle. Anything. I'm ready for it. Yeah.
Recap.
Stop. Okay. Great. Thank you. Okay. So.
Yeah.
Slave to Love.
Slave to Love.
Starts out at night. Nighttime. And there's cars drive, B-roll, and there's a voiceover, and the voiceover is like, this is a story of obsession. Obsession. Claudia met Steven, and it changed her life forever. This voiceover will come back again and again, and I'm going to keep doing it that way. I hope that's okay with you.
It's perfectly fine.
Excellent. So a woman gets out of a car and walks like across the parking lot, and she walks towards a really hairy dude. We don't know who the woman is. We don't know we assume it's Claudia. We don't know who the dude is. I thought it was Steven. Guess what? It's not, but who knows? It's just the beginning of the story. It's just the cold open.
Just well, mystery.
Then we switch. And all of a sudden, we're in a field.
We switch. It's gone.
It's gone. We're in a field. We're in the grass. And there's two beautiful women. One of them who looks like the woman who got out of the limo and is, in fact, her. And they're having a nice picnic on the grass. But a man rides by on a horse. And the one woman's like, who's that guy? And the other woman goes, I don't know. I think he's some rich dude. And the other woman's like, he looks fancy. And then the other woman, who we will come to know as Wendy, says, yeah, his horse looks good too. And I was like, Wendy, wow. Do you want to share this? Do you want to share something?
It's true.
What's happening?
It is. The thing is that there is actually kind of a lot of story, but not a lot of story.
The characters are so fun. The
runtime, again, is only 1 hour and 18 minutes. Uh-huh. And I think there is like 7 or 8 sex scenes in this entire movie.
Yeah,
and they are fully fleshed, sexy sex scenes.
Porn. Okay.
And
yes.
This in particular, they really cut to the chase. They build the world immediately.
The rich man on the horse rolls up, and it is Randy Spears. And he gets off his horse in his windbreaker, his bright green and purple windbreaker a la the 80s. And he says, hey, can I just see what's up with you guys? Do you come here much? And they're like, yeah, sometimes. And he's like, do you ride horses? And the girl's like, no, not really. And he goes, you want to get on my horse? And Randy Spears has done us wrong so many times that I was like, you don't get in a man with a van and you don't ride away with him on a horse. Okay.
No.
Blanket rules. The beautiful man rolls up to you and is like, hey, get on my horse. Don't. Get his number. Call your friends. Whatever. And then, of course,
there's another voiceover.
Hang on. I'll find it. I'm just trying to think of what I was going to say. Oh, Wendy is like, be careful.
Yeah. Oh.
Be careful on that horse, Wendy said. Don't hurt it.
She has to like cover her mouth
so
from like audible gasps.
From audible gasping. Okay. Well, then as they ride off into the sunset, Randy Spears and this woman who we will come to know as Claudia, the voiceover comes back and it's like, for a man like Steven, controlling people was too easy. And with a friend like Kathleen, whoa, where'd Kathleen come from? I don't know. It's easy to dip Claudia into decadence.
Okay.
Yes. Go
okay.
on.
Okay. So I just want to bring it up right here.
Okay. I'm ready.
As soon as I heard this voiceover and I heard that there was a woman coming in and then we see her friend, Kathleen.
Right. She shows up then.
I wrote down, because I had a similar feeling as you, is that this was like, this was informing pop culture. And I wrote, no, I didn't write that. Oh. I said, was this Jeffrey Epstein's training video?
No!
It feels like he's like, this is his like HR.
I was just about to have so much fun with this porn because it's so hot. Why you gotta bring him in here? Why you gotta bring him in this room?
I'm sorry, but that's what except for adult version. But it felt instantly like this is how here's why I say, the only reason I
really wanted to enjoy this.
The only reason I say that is because the woman is clearly trying to get her prepared for Steven.
Men, you keep ruining sex for us. Listen, I just want to enjoy this really sexy porn. Why?
All right, I take it back.
But no, don't take it back. It's true.
But so this is the same point that you got 50 Shades. That's very funny.
Yeah, I got 50 Shades at this point. So Kathleen, well, because in 50 Shades, there's an older woman who trained him to be a dom and then whatever.
Okay, so I forgot about that. Yeah, I forgot about that part.
So, but whatever. Oh, men are garbage. Okay, so anyway, so Kathleen is bathing Claudia in the fancy tub. And we can assume that she's getting him ready, getting her ready for Steven. But before she gets her ready, she's going to give her some touchy, touchy, feely, feely. Let's watch this sex scene. It's so good.
Yes.
Okay. Are you ready? Yes.
Here comes sex scene number one.
Kathleen and everyone in this movie is very hot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. They're all hot.
I love early 90s porn. So good.
So good. The women are hot. The women are into it. The storylines are there and present.
Well, and I think also there's just I like that when we get into the 90s too, there's a lot more women in the industry. So we get a more variety of like actors and actresses.
I agree.
So it's really fun. It's like you never really know what you're going to get. I've never seen this Sierra person.
Yeah. And she's great. I love her.
I think she is totally great too. Like she's having a great time.
Mm-hmm. Leave the bathtub after doing their naughty, dirty, filthy things.
I love that.
And they come into the bedroom, and there's Randy Spears naked with his Steven with his dick out.
Yep.
God, he does have a really nice dick.
He does.
He really has quite a lovely
penis.
And
he has a nice bod.
And he has a bod. No, he's just done us wrong so many times.
He is creepy.
But he's a good kind of creepy.
Yeah, he is a good kind of creepy. If you worked with him in an office, he is not someone you want to have to be called into his office to talk to.
But you kind of do want to be called into his office.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah. Like, you don't want to be called into his office because you don't want to have, a weird power dynamic. But you do want to get happy hour drinks with him after a conference out of town.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
Where he says something like, I know it's inappropriate, but I've always been into your tits. And you go, whoa, do I want to sue you or do I want to fuck you right now? Hopefully. That is no excuse for sexual harassment, everyone.
No.
Okay.
This is just a fantasy. This is just a fantasy. Okay.
Alrighty.
I did not see this cum shot. We're in our first sex scene.
I don't think I saw it either.
Say face.
Yeah, I didn't see it. I'm gonna say face too. That feels safe. Feels safe. I think I saw some other cum shots in this movie, and I feel safe is
we're already getting
quality.
We're already getting
we've got an oral train.
Oh, and we've already seen rim jobs happening.
Right,
I don't know why I could not think of that word.
Wild.
So I think you're jumping right to a sex scene with a woman you've barely talked to or know.
Claudia's giving a phenomenal blowjob right now.
She really is.
Oh man, she's got that suction action going on. And then Kathleen is licking Claudia's pussy. I would say not as enthusiastically as Claudia did to her.
No.
That's okay. We all have different styles, you know. Randy Spears is doing his normal creepy encouragement thing that he does.
Yep, he
does. This is a great time.
Ooh, the towel is interesting out of nowhere.
What do you mean? What's happening with the towel?
I'm wondering, is there going to be anal?
Oh, 'cause there's a towel.
Is there
going to
be a messy cum shot that's happening?
I don't know. They rented an Airbnb and they didn't want to mess up the comforter.
Yeah. It is kind of like that.
So he gets her into missionary, legs up, and he is just athletically fucking her.
I think she did have it. Do you think she? I think. Well, she's definitely enjoying it, but I think she did have an orgasm.
She's fucking great actress.
Yeah. She is very good at this.
This is hot. I'm going to skip ahead because I don't want to get too turned on right now.
Oh, so it was missionary to doggy style, and now he's coming on her back. And Kathleen is just rubbing it in.
I
love it when you just get some nice sensual touching while also being boned really hard from behind.
Dreams coming true. So far, this porn quality.
Yeah, so good. And again, I I know I made the Jeffrey Epstein joke, but I don't mean
just the reality we live in.
I actually think this is all very enthusiastic consent that's happening.
Yes.
So like
Claudia
there's none
fucking
of
wants it.
Yeah.
She loves
and
it.
And they're like
she's
they're
obsessed.
Filming these
he's
sex scenes are very
love.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is exactly what's happening is that they are obsessed with
and
each
no,
other.
And not and spoiler alert, but also like I think maybe needs to be said right now to cool everybody down. Claudia leaves this movie on top.
Yeah,
like,
she
Claudia
does.
Claudia comes out in her best shape. So everybody don't feel bad for her. She has a great fucking time.
So it's so funny because this is like about like moral ambiguity and like how getting thrown, like basically becoming sex obsessed.
Yeah.
And addicted and living in sin. But in the end, I think nothing. It just everyone seems fine with it. It's like,
yeah,
and she never really does any questionable behavior besides having sex. Like nothing. She is not like asked to steal something or sell her body to like a governor or like a.
No, you know, exactly. It's there's like no coercion. It's all just like, yeah, we want
to
fuck
each
other.
It's just going
like, maybe
to
it's
an
wrongs like under sin and religion.
Right.
But
that is it.
We all want to fuck each other.
They do not. They're just going to a fucking Eyes Wide Shut club, and that is it.
Yeah, it's great. Well, anyway, let's get there, because it's, guys, oof. So anyway, Claudia is back at work with Wendy, the woman who just loves horses, and we don't know how yet.
This is where we learned they're in San Francisco, too, which I didn't
realize. Yeah, and so I guess Claudia and Wendy, like, run a barbershop together, and Claudia's like, my relationship with Steven is really great. And Wendy's like, yeah, because he's rich. And Claudia, or should I say Anastasia Steele, is like, no, it's because he makes me so hot. But you and I, Meredith, we know it's about the money.
Yes.
And then Claudia says, which is great, because Wendy is cutting a customer's hair. And Claudia goes, it's as if I want to be his slave. And the customer's just like, okay, cool, great.
Yeah.
It's a good thing I'm under this haircut robe.
Yes.
Because I definitely have an erection. And Wendy is like, what the fuck are you talking about? Claudia's like, yeah, he's going to take me to a sex club later and share me because there's a whole bunch of men there. And I'm like, he is. And I'm going to watch it, bitch. Yes.
And also.
And Wendy is like, there's no hope for you, girl. But there is hope for her.
And on top of that, the guy is probably easily taking notes like, uh-huh, and where is that club?
What's the address?
What time? Because he's clearly into the conversation.
He's there.
The top club.
He makes it to the club, okay? And Claudia doesn't even notice. She's just like, yeah, you're another man to fuck.
You know why she doesn't notice? Because she's blindfolded.
Yeah, exactly. So we cut to a limo, and Claudia just is riding Steven in the limo.
Yes.
It's maybe 14 seconds.
Very hot, though.
Hot riding him in the limo.
She really is so good at this.
So anyway, so then they pull up somewhere, and they're the driver, which there's a whole story, a subplot with the driver, Meredith, that is just beautiful about how much. But this relationship with Claudia and the driver, if we were to rewrite this movie, I can't even. Okay, so. They let her out of the limo, and then he walks her into the club where there's going to be all these men, but he walks her in fucking blindfolded, and there's a bunch of men there in suits, and I think there's other women, too, and it's so fucking hot, and we're in another sex scene. Let's watch it. Let's watch it.
Sex scene number two.
This was the point when I messaged you, Meredith, and I was like, we have a problem. Because we have to watch all these sex scenes and it's really fucking hot. And you literally texted me back, I'm pretty sure I masturbated to this. And I was like, perfect.
Yeah, like I said, I had masturbated a lot this weekend. It was a few days ago, so all the days that I masturbated,
they all blended together. Sure, right. Like, much like Claudia and her relationship with Steven, your relationship with yourself has just become a whirlwind.
I do love an orgy.
God, me too.
You know, I love seeing a whole bunch of people just have a great time.
Most of this movie is orgies.
And
so
this,
it is.
And also, like you said, Claudia is an amazing actress.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, she... you know, empathy is a very important part of watching porn for me. So if I need to know that these women are having fun, and I can tell that Claudia is almost always having an orgasm.
Yes. So it starts out with another woman going down on Claudia and Steven just watching. And then, of course, the other men get involved. And here they are with their dicks out. I think fucking Claudia.
Yep, Claudia's there still.
She's there. She's getting fucked from behind.
By our favorite actor.
Favorite actor. What is his name? Michael something?
Like, I think so. I don't remember.
But anyway. He has a great
dick.
Oh, my God. She's getting spit roasted by two phenomenal dicks.
Yes, she is.
Wow. The other woman is now being spit roasted.
If you could only own one porn.
Have it be this porn.
This would probably be my porn.
If there was a school that taught you how to make, write, direct, produce porns, this should be the head of their curriculum.
Whoa! Okay. I feel like we should get -3 points or something because there was no money shot.
The last shot was just of Steven watching his fucking kingdom. I can't tell. Like, I really, really would love to be Claudia, but I also would love to be Steven.
Yes. Yeah. Being Steven is definitely better.
All right. I have a crazy, crazy idea. Before we continue on past the sex scene into the rest of the story, which there's not a lot. Don't worry. Remember a few episodes ago how we were talking to a hypothetical man about how he should approach women in public?
Yes.
And stare at their tits?
Yes.
Yes. Do you remember his name?
No, I don't. Steven. Was it Steven?
I think this is our Steven.
Yeah. But he hasn't learned the lesson because he has money.
Because he has money. Okay. Anyway, so.
He's a white male. Like. He's above our lessons. He can do whatever the fuck he wants.
Right. And now you're going to mention Jeffrey Epstein.
No, I'm not.
You better not. All right. So after this sex scene, Claudia goes to where? Confession. Catholic confession at a church. Why? Because she's been a bad fucking girl, Meredith. And she goes in and he's like, please confess your sins, and I have sinned. And he's like, well, tell me, child. He goes, I have made love to a man. And I was like, no, you did not, Claudia. That is not what you've done. You are misleading the priest right now. The fact that you made love to another man is not the problem. And literally the priest is like, yeah, it happens. It's fine. Do you want to marry him? And she's like, his name is Steven, and he's a freak. And the priest is like, okay, well. What do you mean? And she's like, he wants me to fuck other men while he watches. And the priest is like, oh, I see how that's sinful, but go on.
In more detail and slower, please. And maybe a little more hushed voice.
Do you have pics on your phone, perhaps? And then she's like, I don't want any Hail Marys. I need someone to talk to about it. And then we go back to work at the barber shop with her. And Wendy's there, and Wendy's like, Claudia, if you're with Steven, like, no, I wrote this. I said, girl, if you're doing all this work for Steven, you don't need a job. That's my thought. But then Wendy's there, and they're just chatting. And then Kathleen comes in, and Kathleen is like, oh, I have a message from Steven. I couldn't really hear what Kathleen said. That's what I assumed.
Well, she whispers.
And then she leaned in and whispered. Yeah. And then Claudia's like, fuck, I gotta go. Steven is making me come fuck men. And then she's like, hey, Wendy, can you, like, I don't know, do my job for me? And Wendy's like, sure. And then Kathleen and Claudia leave, and they arrive at a strip club.
There's
something like a strip club. There's a stage and, like, seats.
I thought it was going to be just a regular burlesque show.
This is no strip club I've been to. This is a strip club I absolutely want to be invited to. People out there, if you know of this place, I would like to go there.
Well, this is definitely a place you go and
to fuck and masturbate.
Yeah.
So there's this beautiful woman on stage with like a silver cowboy costume on, and she starts dancing and taking her bra off. And Steven is sitting in the back, and Kathleen and Claudia are sitting in the seats. And everybody's got their dick out.
Yes.
There's a bunch of men around, and they've all got their dicks out.
That's exactly
And they're jerking off. And I'm
like, dicked out in this place.
I'm like, Fuck yeah. And I was like, Steven, I support your voyeurism. I love it. I'm here for it. But also, you need to start supporting Claudia financially. If you're going to be taking her away from her job for 100%. This kind of thing, you need to start paying her bills. But anyway, all the men in the theater are jerking it and they're sitting next to her and they're looking at her and she loves it. And Kathleen loves it. And I want to go to this party. Okay, anyway. So then the cowgirl says something to Kathleen, who says something to Claudia, and I couldn't hear any of it, but it's basically something about Claudia going up on stage. And I think Claudia says something like Steven, I can't resist, or whatever. And so Claudia goes up on stage, and then we have another hot-ass sex scene. Meredith, let's watch this fucking
yeah!
orgy.
So many sex scenes. It's crazy. We're 26 minutes in. It's crazy.
Oh boy. Oh boy. Oh boy. Sex scene number three.
So the cowgirl is spreading open Claudia's vagina. We can only assume to prepare it.
Kathleen is sucking a dick.
Kathleen is sucking that dick.
Yeah.
Wow.
I like Kathleen.
I like
she's
them
excellent.
All.
I like them all too.
Oh, Claudia's just getting fingered.
The
the
fancy cowgirl is getting lit.
Everyone's having a blast.
Everyone is having a blast. It is so fun that they're all orgies. Oh, wow.
Man, Claudia's getting fucked again by her. No, Kathleen's
getting
fucked.
Okay, we're going to get at least two faces this time.
Okay,
we got to.
Two faces. Yeah, I'm with you. No, I'm going to say one face, one belly. One face, one belly. I'm throwing it out there because so far we have fucking negative 3 points.
This catwalk.
Oh, am I about to get a fucking belly? Did I call it? Honorable mention for me.
Good job.
Oh, man. Kathleen's getting some cum on her tum, and I'm here for it because it means points for me.
Is Claudia just kind of dancing?
She's humping that bar.
But not even. Her vagina is not on the bar.
It is. It sure is.
It looked like it was hovering in one shot.
No,
okay.
She's humping. She's making herself cum.
Okay, good.
Everyone is fucking around her, and Claudia's like, I've got my own shit to attend to.
Well,
she's humping a brass bar.
Okay, is this where she starts to realize she likes watching?
Maybe. Good for you, Claudia. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I support you with your 90s choker. You're cute. Steven's just in the back smoking cigarettes, having the time of his life.
He really is.
Ugh, love it.
Watching his kingdom. King Steven.
King Steven. Everything the light touches, you fuck. All right, Meredith, what happens
okay.
next? For the love of God, where could this get any better?
Claudia sinned again. She can't stop sinning. She's obsessed. She's a slave.
I don't blame her, honestly.
Again, this is fine. This is in the Catholic. Okay, you can come back from this. You're fine, Claudia.
Yeah, you're literally fine, Claudia.
But she,
just maybe get an STI test, but otherwise you're fine.
But she's deciding to confess again.
Okay.
And she says, that she helps Steven now to explore his perversion. He's beginning to sleep with other women, and he made love with 3 other women while she watched.
Yeah, she's a freak.
And she asked the priest if there was any, if there had been any desires he hasn't ever been able to act upon. And she asks to find, she wants to find what makes her hot and what makes her horny. And find a man to fulfill all her desires. Which
I mean,
is maybe, this is the Lord's work, Claudia.
This is the Lord's work. Jesus wants you to fuck everybody. Jesus is speaking to you through your clit and saying that Stephen is your prophet. And Stephen is showing you how to live your life. And you should take his money and be this slutty goddess.
Yes. It's wonderful. Claudia,
Claudia, it's the Lord.
This is your calling.
The Lord is speaking to you.
You are having a revelation.
You are the Messiah.
Yes.
Claudia. I think she realizes it eventually.
I think, she realizes it because she can tell how conflicted and how obsessed the priest is becoming
with
her story.
Yeah,
too.
He's like rethinking everything he's ever studied.
The
in
control she has.
And how she's glowing with happiness. And he's like, how could someone have so much joy in their lives? And it's because Jesus wants her to fuck.
It's 100% true. She is Mary Magdalene. reincarnate.
Yep, absolutely.
She is the spirit of Mary Magdalene.
She is Lilith. She's here to save us all.
And that's why I think the priest knows that they can fuck, because they're like, it is my holy obligation to have sex, with Claudia.
With you, because you are directly from the Lord.
And he is a man that will fulfill all her desires. That's what she wants.
Yeah. Yeah.
A man that loves her and fills all of her desires and knows everything about her.
He comes inhabited by the Lord himself.
Yes.
So that she can fuck God.
Absolutely.
And take his power and become God.
Absolutely. So next scene, we're back in the limo where all the hot, also again, all the hot sex we get to see in here. But this time Wendy is with Claudia and they're masturbating in front of Steven and performing for him and having a great fucking time.
Wendy is wondering where the horse is, but that's okay.
They're having a good time.
They're still having fun.
She recognized the value and being a part of Steven's sex
Claudia's
group.
Yeah, group.
To get closer to the horse.
The horse.
She saw it as her entryway.
I'm coming for you. I miss you.
It's great.
What's the horse's name? One really quick.
A gift horse.
His name is Gift Horse. Great. I love it.
Because you definitely should look at Gift
you
Horse in the
look
mouth.
Look it in the mouth.
And then suck its dick.
Go, God! I've been suggesting that this whole time. Why did I
know.
I act that way?
It's true.
Jesus, oh,
it's
Jesus.
Absolutely suck true.
That or nope, I'm not saying it.
Okay. So this time, it's the same exact thing as the other limo scene. It's very short, and they arrive at the Eyes Wide Shut Club.
Yeah.
And this time, Wendy is blindfolded.
Yeah.
And Steven suggests to Claudia that maybe she's like, oh, do you want a blindfold again this time?
And Claudia
and she's
goes,
like, absolutely not.
No.
I want to watch.
I want to fucking watch.
And she has the mind of a fucking tiger.
Ooh.
Like, she is hunting for the hottest vision in the room. Like, just looking. She's basically directing her own porn scene now.
She's now filled with the power of the Lord.
It's true. It is so fucking true. And it's just. It's beautiful. It's
now,
a religious experience.
We're
going
to watch the sex scene now.
Yeah.
It's sex scene number four.
Yeah, she goes, I want you to fuck her ass and like finds a bitch for him to fuck. Oh my God.
It's so fun.
Claudia is all of us. So we've got, there's a woman blindfolded who's sucking a dick.
I don't think it's Wendy.
Fingered.
I think... Are most of these women blindfolded?
I think they're all blindfolded. Claudia's going down on a woman. There's men. All I see is like tuxes and pussies. Just like a beautiful mosaic.
You know what the thing that Claudia's very good at? Is like kind of making eye contact with the camera. Using her tongue to really be enthusiastic.
Yes.
But also have a good shot. She is very, she is in tune with the camera. And knows how to leave enough to make it hot.
Yeah.
It's just.
Claudia.
It's very,
Claudia is a goddess.
She's
filled with the power of the Lord. And what does the Lord do, Meredith? He sees all. She sees all. And so Claudia knows exactly where that camera is pointed.
Yes.
And that's why she's so good at it. So we've got, Meredith, we've got BJs. We've got fucking.
I'm not even sure how many people
orgy.
Are in this.
I don't even know. Yeah. One, two.
There's,
there
that,
were three in
two,
the other.
There's
so
at least
five.
Two.
We haven't even seen Claudia and the other guys.
Yeah.
So that's seven. We're
at
up to
least seven
people in this room. Probably more, honestly. It's great. I gotta turn it off. It's too good. Too good. Oh, money shots, Meredith.
Oh,
this is
if
your
it's
chance
not
for
at least.
Comeback.
Okay.
This is your chance.
What? Two faces. I'm saying two faces and one ass.
I'm saying all stomach. I'm just going to count stomach.
Okay.
Oh, damn. Oh, one face shot.
Yes!
One face shot. Oh, man, Meredith.
Yes.
All right. It's 2-1. It's 2-1. What happened next? What happens next?
Claudia looked like she had done, like she was a porn star who did a lot of anal. So I was actually surprised we hadn't seen that yet. Mm-hmm. Oh man.
Oh yeah,
it's
this guy.
All such
this guy
vigorous.
Like a machine.
It is all such vigorous sex.
Yeah,
that is the thing. This is very athletic.
I appreciate it. You know,
I fucking That's love it. It's a fucking fuck fest.
It's a fuck fest.
But the fact that these people have a club that they do this at often is very.
You've got to be in shape for this fucking nonsense.
Yes, this is their workout.
I would love a workout class that was like this.
Yes.
I would pay way more than the $33 that is a yoga class for this kind of fucking
Same.
Workout.
Same.
You know what you can call it? It's a fucking workout. That's what you would call it.
I would join that gym. For
I
sure.
I would join that gym. Good. Please. Hurry up.
Yeah.
Let's move it along here.
Oh, is he going to come in her?
In her butt? What? No. He's coming on her butt.
Two for me.
Why? What did you say?
I said butt.
You said face and butt?
I said two faces and a butt.
Do you only need to... Damn, it's 2-2 right now. Damn, you could beat me with this scene. Fuck.
I think I'm gonna, too, if that girl's still getting a blowjob.
No.
Oh, now she's right. Man, they are doing everything.
Yeah.
They're having a fucking good-ass time.
Still 2-2, baby. Still 2-2.
Wow.
This is a competitive fucking round. Wow, he came so much.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
He was saving that up. Star.
He was saving that up.
So much. Oh, God damn it. It's a face.
Yes.
It's going to be a belly. I got so excited.
Wow.
Wow. All right. 3-1. All right, Meredith. Fine. There's still one more sex scene.
This was very hot.
It was so hot. I'm going to watch it later.
Yeah, same.
Get in my queue. Meredith, finish us out. End us.
World
end
it.
Us.
All right. Claudia's back at the confession booth.
Fuck yeah, she is.
And she is calling the priest out on his desire for her now. He's like, she's like, no, I'm not obsessed anymore. You are, you motherfucker.
I am a goddess. You want.
And he's like, are you telling me that you don't want to be turned on, Father?
Father, come on.
And
come on.
He's like clearly masturbating now at this point.
Oh, yeah.
And she's wearing like a long black coat, which she always wears when she comes in. I think we forgot to mention that. Like, she's like black Little Red Riding Hood. But this time. She walks into the priest's booth, opens the door, and takes off the coat, and she's naked under there.
Of course she is.
She's naked.
She doesn't need clothes. She's Claudia, messenger of the Lord.
She's naked under there, and I think he sees Jesus. And
we all saw Jesus in this movie.
And we are in the last sex scene of the movie, and I would say we don't even need to watch it, but I think it's the most important. It's probably, if the last one was the sexiest one, this is the one that has the most emotional payoff.
Okay, let's watch it.
Let's see it.
Fucking watch it.
Let's watch these two people who are obsessed with each other have sex.
And now sexy number five.
Okay, his dick. Veiny but great.
It's Jamie Gillis. Yeah, he has a great dick.
What have we seen him in?
And a lot of things. He was Allen Ginsberg in The Bitter End.
That's right.
He's in a lot of other things too, but I can't remember all of them.
It's like hanging out with our friends, Meredith.
He is a recurring. He is a recurring bit part porn star.
Claudia is giving a fucking killer blowjob.
Yeah, Claudia is definitely winning the MVP. All right, let's hear what kind of...
Oh, my God, she's fingering his butt and licking his balls, Meredith.
Let's hear what kind of priest and, like, the whole, like church allegories they make.
Oh, do you think there's going to be... Okay, yeah.
I hope so.
Oh, wow, he slapped her. That was amazing.
Show me your bad pussy. Come.
You want to see your pussy?
See your bad pussy.
Meredith, I can't.
What?
I can't. It's very funny. Oh, he's coming in her face.
That's it? Wow. We didn't guess cum shot.
No. We were too into what was happening.
Oh, hot. It's so hot.
Okay, listeners, I think that was the first time that Caitlin and I genuinely both were very turned on in front of each other for a long time.
Yeah, it wasn't, you know. I didn't want to make it awkward for you, Meredith, but now that you're bringing it up, yeah. Pretty
much. Normally, it is not.
I went on Instagram because I couldn't continue watching. But don't worry, I also documented us being uncomfortable. So, it's over now. Go watch it later alone. All right, luckily, guys, whoo, there's no more sex.
It is over.
We're safe. We're safe.
Well, like you said.
I'm the clown.
It's funny because it's like you said, we have a problem. Which sex scenes would we not watch?
Which sex scenes were we not going to watch? And honestly, we shouldn't have watched all of them because I'm too hot. I'm too hot right now.
Exactly. Okay. They leave the church. It's over. And nothing happened. I'm really
God
not sure.
God did not strike them down.
I'm really not sure what was happening.
I don't care.
Good. But we're quickly away from the church, and Stephen and Claudia are pulling into Golden Gate Park in a limo.
Yeah.
And they look like fucking daytime vampires. They do. With their fucking outfits. And her long, stringy hair.
I love that when I hit my head on the mic.
And she's wearing a very long cross.
They just got off the set of Blade.
It's 100%. And then, I don't know why they just pull into the limo and get out just to be like, hey, I'm going to Fire Island this summer. You should come with me.
Come with me.
And she's like, nah, Steven, it's been cool. Dog. It's really cool. It's been great.
Yeah, but I just think I've got.
The priest exorcised Mary Magdalene's spirit out of my body.
So
I think I'm going to go to college.
Oh, my God. It's a hero's journey. It's a hero's journey. Claudia, it's all of us. I love you, Claudia. I think I'm going to get it. And then she fucking hugs the driver. Like, bye. It's been so nice to know you, honestly. Honestly, you were my favorite part of this journey, limo driver. I loved all the times that I came back from the sex club and Steven was passed out drunk and I was covered in cum and just so satisfied with myself. And you were like, Claudia, like, let's stop and get some In-N-Out. And I was like, yeah, we had those times together.
I'm hungry.
We had those times together, limo driver and I, and I'm going to miss you the most when I go to college.
Yeah. I mean, being able to be driven around is great.
Wow. And then she walks away. And that's the end of this movie. She gets into Harvard. She becomes a Supreme Court justice. This is the story of Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Claudia, you are magic.
Yeah. All right.
Well.
We'll go.
It's over now. Time to do our awards. You ready, Meredith?
Yes.
Welcome to the bi-weekly annual There Will Be Porn Awards. Oh, it's been what a bi-weekly annual. Let me tell you. The nominees this year have just killed us. We are speechless.
Yes, it's true.
Time to give these awards out. Obviously, MVP
is Claudia.
Hands down, has the sexual experience of all of our lives. Something we all would dream and strive for and then decide to go to college. Claudia.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
She can always go back. I'm sure Steven will always have her whenever he wants. She wants
her. Yeah. And the priest, they all are. Okay. Yes. Best position, all of them.
Oh, I wouldn't even know how to choose.
I just wouldn't be covered in bodies.
I wouldn't even know how to choose.
Just okay, yeah. So all of them, I think, will be the first. It'll be our first one. Try at home, all of it. Absolutely all of it.
Getting into an Eyes Wide Shut nightclub.
Club.
That is what I would like to try.
Feminist nightmare?
The priest?
Priest, maybe? You know what? The divider. between her and the priest, who obviously needed her fucking love. The divider was the nightmare. Because the divider was imparting some kind of morality that didn't need to exist.
Yeah.
We just wanted the hotness of this.
I don't know. I think that final scene would be as hot as it was if it wasn't for that divider.
Oh, god damn it. You're right. Feminist nightmare, anybody who doesn't like this movie. That's a feminist nightmare. Okay? Oh, my
yes.
God. And Money Shot Queen, Meredith, you earned it.
Thank you.
You held out.
Thank you.
You called the shot. You deserve every
Thank you so
minute.
Much.
I hope you masturbate in honor of yourself to this movie.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're a regular Claudia.
Yeah. It's so weird to know that both of us are going to masturbate later.
It's odd. And yet I feel closer to you somehow.
I just don't know how else to say how it's just so good.
It's just so good, guys. It's rent it, buy it, watch it.
So much fun sex.
Live
It's
your
only
life.
Fun sex.
Live your life.
And so sexy.
I wish all of our porn could be like
Yeah.
porn.
Me too. So easy to go through. We haven't even recorded for an hour and a half. That is how perfect this movie is.
I loved it. I loved every minute of it. I came in hyped. I was worried I would lose steam, but this movie didn't let me. It didn't let me lose steam. It rejuvenated my soul.
It's true. It's rare that the sex scenes get better.
Oh, they got better. All right, I gotta get out of here. I'm tired. I'm hungry, Meredith.
I'm hungry.
I'm fucking hungry from the journey we just went on. I'm gonna go to college, Meredith. I've changed. I'm going to college. Listeners,
let's go.
Listeners, we are off to college. You can find us while we're gone at There Will Be PRN because you can't spell porn on the internet. Leave us a review. You know, do it.
We basically just had a sexual experience
with you. Review it. Leave it there. Come with us.
It is very literal.
Yeah. Next 2 weeks. In 2 weeks. Hopefully, we'll be experiencing the same amount of joy we are now.
Uh-huh.
Meredith, can you tell us what we're watching?
Number 71, Night Dreams.
Meredith, it just occurred to me we're going to have to do 69.
Yeah.
All right, listeners. Cheers to a happy ending, baby.
Woo!